When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Dave here. This is my wife, Kathy, who was researching spiders in the Amazon with my mother right before she died.
Hello.
Not many people know that about you, but that's actually how we met.
And this is the podcast where we record our walk home from the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's that bit. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. If you haven't guessed already, we are going today to see Madame Web, the smash viral hit. Much like Morbius for the Sony Pictures Marvel Universe, or Sony Pictures Universe of Marvel Films, Spun, as it is largely known.
Is it?
I don't know if that's official or not. I've heard a lot of people call it Spun, which is just funny.
Also,
Spun.
So this has gone viral because, first of all, I only heard of this movie this week because I started seeing the memes and stuff. So it's not viral because of the film itself. It's viral because of, like, Dakota Johnson's interviews about it, right?
No, not quite. Well, yes, a lot of Dakota Johnson's interviews on the press circuit are doing the rounds because she just looks completely embarrassed to be a part of this. For reference for anyone who doesn't know, the Sony Pictures owns the right to the Spider-Man, all Spider-Man related intellectual property at the cinema. So they can make movies about Spider-Man and all related properties that are separate from Marvel Studios, who bought everything back. That's due to a legacy deal that they're not letting go of. They made a deal with Marvel to release the Spider-Man movies jointly. The most recent ones with Tom Holland, which allowed him to be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Also, but a very good idea because it made like over $1 billion.
Exactly. But this movie, Madame Web, is part of the Spum franchise.
What are you saying, Spun? S-P-U-N?
S-P-U-M. The Sony Pictures Universe of Marvel.
Right.
Which includes movies like Venom, Morbius, the soon-to-be-released Kraven, just real, generally quite bad stuff. Now, admittedly, we haven't seen Morbius.
We haven't seen Morbius, and I don't think either of us had a bad time.
I'm just saying it's regarded. We go into everything with minds open.
Yeah.
We quite enjoyed Venom.
I never heard of Madame Web, the character, the film, anything about it until this week. And I still know nothing about it because I haven't even seen a trailer, so I don't want you to spoil it.
So I've given you all the background to that. Now, okay. I'm going to give you the background to why this went viral, because the trailer for this came out about a month ago. And it looks very bad. And there's a particular line of sort of, often in trailers, they'll piece together bits of dialogue to express, you know, a bit of exposition or whatever. And there's this particular, just very awkward, long line of exposition in the trailer where Dakota Johnson says about the villain, "He was in the Amazon researching spiders with my mother right before she died." Mm-hmm. Which is just being ridiculed for being a very long and clunky sentence that
no problem with that. And I do think with the whole Morbius thing and like the absolute slating that got on the internet and the general fatigue for superhero movies and the underlying misogyny when superhero movies have women in them or starring in them, I do think without having seen this film, it's already rife for everyone to be slagging it off, which is why I'm going in putting all
rooting
that aside
it.
And rooting for it. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I'm hoping to. My expectations for this are so low that it cannot surely be lower than right, because it doesn't look very bad.
I have no expectation, but we are doing this thing that we sometimes do when we don't have childcare, where we're going separately. So I hope when I go that I can follow it, because I do often find with Marvel movies I do have to whisper questions to Dave, and it's why I'm increasingly frustrated with Marvel movies, because there's always like all different strands from different films. They're like teeing up TV series that are upcoming, and they can be like incoherent in that sense if you haven't remembered like 20 other things.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that given I've never heard of Madame Web in my life and I don't recall her featuring in other films, that at least this is just standalone and I can just like absorb the information that's being presented to me, which doesn't sound like much of an ask. It is an ask for superhero movies these days.
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm a huge fan of Spider-Man. I don't know the comics in depth, but I grew up on that 90s animated show. I even used to watch the 60s animated show. I used to pick up the comics, but I loved the toys, watched all the movies, and I have never heard of Madame Web in
my
life.
Okay, that's alarming.
I've heard of Venom and Morbius,
Sony,
but this is like...
Sony, you're obviously trying to... It makes sense, though, in fairness, and like... A lot of people had never heard of Thor before those movies, and then
sure.
He did
oh
well.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for a spum.
And look, we
to
go
bring it out.
We go into everything with an open mind, but yeah. We have to acknowledge that this has a very bad trailer. It has a cast which are seemingly embarrassed by it. They allegedly Sydney Sweeney and Dakota Johnson changed their agencies, their talent agents, recently.
That's all conspiracy.
Sure.
Come on. Any agent worth their salt would have signed in any of their talent in the last couple of years to a Marvel movie when they were riding on all those, or Sony, sorry. They were all riding a high. They're now not, and that's easy to say in retrospect, but I'm pretty sure at the time they would have been very happy to sign up for a lot of money to be part of one of these universes. Right, we need to go. I'm going first.
Okay, all right.
Then I'm going to come home and then Dave's going to go. Such a typically normal way for couples to go to the cinema. So we'll be back tomorrow, I think, by the time we've both watched it. Mercifully, the running time doesn't seem too long. And we'll see you then.
Okay, bye. See you soon.
I don't understand what's happening. I've been having visions. I knew he was going to die. I think I'm seeing the future.
New York City's a whole new level of crazy these days. What do you want from me? What do you want? New York City's a whole new level of crazy these days.
This is an emergency. Get off the train.
That man's trying to kill you.
Why?
Who are you? What is going on?
I can see the future.
Oh, what the hell? She didn't see that coming?
That's not how it works. I've seen that man before.
So who is he?
Ezekiel Sims. He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died.
Hi, we're back again. A little bit of time has passed, so not our usual format where we give you our instant reaction. But Kathy and I have both seen Madame Web separately. We haven't spoken about it. And I've been stewing on it.
I haven't.
And if it's your first time here on the Cinema Isle, there's no spoilers for Madame Web until we turn to Spoiler Street. So I think before we talk about the actual movie, let's talk about our experiences of buying a ticket to see Madame Web by oneself.
We both had embarrassing experiences.
Very
so
embarrassing.
I went first, so it was like 5:30, which I absolutely nailed by getting that slot because that meant I didn't have to put the kids to bed or anything. And I bought my ticket and I turned around and there was one of our son's teachers and she was there with like teenagers. And she was like, oh, you've snuck off to the cinema for yourself. Are you going to Mean Girls? And I was like, I like started panicking. And I was like, no, I'm going to see Madame Web.
Why did you say that?
And she was like, what's Madame Web?
Oh, no.
And I just like panicked and I was like, oh, it's like the superhero thing. And then she looked at me like, what is going on? And I was like, oh, look, it's a long story. It's like for a review thing. Because I absolutely wouldn't be like, oh, you do have a podcast. And I'm going on my own because we know child minor. And anyway, I was like, enjoy Mean Girls. And she's like, enjoy your...
What was the thing you said?
I can't remember the name of it.
Which is, it's telling.
I was so embarrassed. But I had never, I could barely remember the name of the film. As I went up to buy the ticket, I was like, can I have a ticket for Madame, what's it called? And he was like, Madame. He didn't know. He scrolled through the listings until the guy in the cinema said to me, oh, Madame Web.
Point to the one you want.
He did not know the second word was Web, and neither did I when I was buying the ticket.
Can I have one ticket for Mademoiselle Spin, please?
Anyway, it was really embarrassing. And when I came out of the cinema, because the films were roughly ending at the same time, I saw her again. Her back was to me, and I ran past her and I ran away.
So you didn't have to suffer the question. How was, what was it called?
Madam
Spinny Spin? Spinny Lady.
Anyway, I'm literally blushing. I'm truly blushing.
So
at
I had a similar experience where the guy who was selling the tickets kind of squinted at me and gave me a look of recognition.
Because we talked to him last week.
Because he asked us coming out of Argyle last week, how was it? And then you said, it was great. And I said, I hated it. And that seemed to stick in his memory because he was squinting at me and he said, didn't you go to Argyle last week? And you hated it. And I said, uh-huh. And then he said, and you're going to Madame Web now? By yourself.
The other reason he remembers us is because before Argyle, we had been like, why aren't you playing American Fiction? We really want to see that. And he'd been like, we're just not. And basically, the implication was, we only have shit movies.
Yes, we only do the shit movies here.
We're back for more.
So that was so embarrassing. Basically, and he gave me this look as if, are you okay?
Both of those interactions would have been less embarrassing if we'd been with anyone else. Anyway.
And then sitting in the cinema, and I didn't want to make eye contact with anybody.
Why?
The few people who were there.
I was only two
because
people.
Because they were all there in groups, and there was, you know, groups
of teenagers.
Yeah, but
there's nothing wrong with going to the cinema on your own.
Oh, sure, but there is something wrong with going to Madame Web when
you're nearly
40. And I just felt so utterly mortified.
I'm only embarrassed because I met another woman my own age, and it was really perplexing.
I wanted to die.
Anyway, in my screen.
And then I transferred that awkward, embarrassed energy to the cast as I experienced the movie.
Anyway,
and
we need to talk about the movie.
Yeah,
I do have to say, in my screening, there was only two other people and they were a couple, so I did feel bad.
There were about six or seven of them.
They were probably like happy to have the screen to themselves, and next minute this owl one comes in and sits down in the middle of the cinema.
And you're like,
with the giant thing of popcorn.
Are we all ready for Mademoiselle Spin? I'm dying to see this one.
Like, this is American Fiction. Anyway, so I like have heard people like comparing this film to Morbius or being like, this is like the worst movie ever or whatever. And when I got home last night, as we swapped over child caring duties, I went on IMDb and was astonished at how low the rating was, because I didn't have a bad time with this film. Now, yet again, I will not let you paint me into a corner where I'm defending a film that I don't think is particularly great.
I haven't said anything.
Which is what happened with Argyle. But what I'm saying is, I actually enjoyed Dakota Johnson's performance. I really liked that it was a standalone story until bits of Spider-Man started creeping in and confused me. But it was a standalone story. I genuinely felt for the first time in any of these films, excluding the Spider-Man ones, where by their very nature they have teenagers in them, that this film actually nailed teenage interactions.
What?
Like, I held this very starkly against the Marvels, where I felt like, do you remember in the Marvels, they were like, all three of them were suddenly like best friends, and we never felt like they got us there, like in terms of any relationship development. In this one, by the end, I really bought the four female protagonists as a group.
What?
Yeah. So we'll get into that more in spoilers.
What? What?
Albeit a lot of their interactions, I agree, were cringe and not well done. I'm just saying I bought them by the end as a group.
A lot of brackets all.
Secondly.
So you bought these people as real, first of all, real people.
I said as a group.
And then secondly, real teenagers.
The other thing that I liked about this film is that there was only one story. Again, the bar is so low, by the way, as
wow.
I'm describing the things I liked
about
this film.
It had one story.
I'm so sick of these films having like 8 different subplots that I can't follow.
Sure, but what?
So it had one story. The film went from A to Z. Agreeably, from like X onwards, it was shockingly bad. But at the very beginning, I enjoyed it. I was with it. I think the story was quite interesting. And then I think it completely lost the run of itself by the end, and it is one of the worst endings I've ever seen.
Okay, I agree with the last bit you said.
But I maintain my vibe in it was, I'm having more fun than I expected.
Okay. So are you saying, though, that this exceeded your expectations, which were low?
Yeah, I went in with an open mind,
right,
expecting it to be bad, and I have to say
and
I enjoyed it.
And it was better than you thought.
Like, I think if someone has teenagers and they're looking to bring them to a film, this is a perfectly fine film to go to. I think the Madame Web backstory is quite interesting. And I do like Dakota Johnson. I felt like she was playing a female character we don't tend to see on screen very often. I felt like the character being like kind of somewhat socially reserved, aloof, guarded, and all the rest of it is very different from the typical female we see portrayed in films, where they're always like quippy and like annoying.
Okay.
Now, Dave, tell me what you
think.
Wow.
I don't know what film you were watching. you thought, first of all, that any of these people were believable. You were saying you felt that they had a believable, authentic bond and relationship.
By the end.
Which developed over the course of a movie. And that I'll scratch the surface a bit more on that and say that I didn't for a second believe that any of these people weren't actors delivering some of the most embarrassing dialogue.
The dialogue was embarrassing.
I can't believe. And then you get to the end credits and it's like screenplay by 7 people, story by 8 different people. I'm like, yeah, okay, now I see how we got here.
The last 5 minutes of this film are shocking.
So this movie, I think, I'm not going to go on a rant like I did for Argyle, because the difference there is that Argyle should have been good. They got, you know, Matthew Vaughn can do it. They had a great cast. It has an interesting premise. And for me, it really just, all the choices were bad. And it's, I think,
Dave, this is not an Argyle.
Sorry, and I'm, no, excuse me, I'm explaining why this movie isn't going to get a rant out of me, although I can feel my blood boiling now. Just talking about Argyle again. Whereas this movie was, first of all, doomed to fail from the beginning. Because it's in the Spum universe, and it is, Spum happened, Kathy. The other, I didn't coin Spum. It is born out
from
of
my
a,
perspective. Venom's grand, and this is grand. That's my really critical perspective.
Wow, this is born. This movie, this entire existence of this movie, for in the first instance, is born out of a flailing company trying to catch up with owning the rights to a mammoth IP.
Yeah, like every Disney thing ever.
And trying to catch up with another studio who originated the IP and built a incredibly successful, the most successful film franchise in history. That is now itself flailing and struggling because audience tastes have changed and we're all tired of it. So what we're looking at is, this is the product of a movie studio that is 10 steps behind the movie studio that is currently struggling.
I would argue Ant-Man, which came out last year with a female teenage protagonist, is 40 times worse than this
film. I'm not comparing the MCU and the Spum.
Yes, you are.
I'm saying the Spum universe, this movie exists in, they're trying to build a universe for audiences who are sick and tired of universe building superheroes, and they are doing it with one hand tied behind their back, or two hands tied behind their back, because they can't bloody have Spider-Man in it, the only bloody character that matters in this IP. So they are trying so hard to find anything of interest or relevance.
That's a good idea. I think, but if I was Sony, I'd be doing this too. I'd be like, what's a lesser known character? And you know what? Let's only have 3 characters with other male characters, 3 films with other male characters before we bring in a female protagonist, unlike Marvel, who waited 30 films. And we'll take Madame Spum, or whatever her name is, and we'll contextualize her as the world's worst paramedic who you would never want to treat you at an emergency. And we'll flesh it out and give her a whole film. And I have no problem with that.
Sure. Hey. Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a grand idea. How about the execution? How about the fact
I'm not
that...
Defend, I'm not, how about I'm the not fact defending the execution.
That they wrote this. They wrote this as if in the style of like superhero movie, origin movies that we used to get in the noughties. Like Halle Berry's Catwoman.
Why do you
that's
make
the
me...
That's the league
this
that
is
this
not
movie
like
is
Catwoman.
In.
Why do you force me into a hole where I have to defend these shite
You
films?
Don't have to say anything. I'm trying to explain. I haven't even got to the movie. I'm trying to explain the context for this doomed venture. And you're jumping in and
now talk about the movie
and
then.
Trying to defend the whole thing. Like, what a fantastic idea, Dave. Madame Web.
I really mean
Madame Web is gold.
Can I tell you what?
It should be spinning gold.
Can I tell you perspective for me?
What?
I enjoyed this film more than I enjoyed Captain America: The Winter Soldier.
Oh my God! Why do you say these
that's
things?
That's my experience.
Sure, that's fine. I respect you and your experience. Now, can I please rant into the microphone for 10 minutes?
Tell us about the movie.
While
tell us about the movie.
Well, you don't like dig in even further to defend Spawn.
This movie's better than Citizen Kane.
Last week, you just said a minute ago that Dave, don't force me to defend this like you did with Argyle, because you're already trying to walk back your staunch defense of that piece of shit.
No, because
and
Argyle,
here we are now, Argyle, and I'm trying all. I haven't even started talking about the movie.
Argyle,
I also said I wouldn't have a
Dave,
rant.
Excuse
here you are.
Me.
What?
Argyle, I said I enjoyed it, and I don't think it was a particularly great film. Those two things are separate to me.
Whatever about you can apply your revisionist history to a movie we're not talking about at another time. I have oh. now. I have now explained. Right. So this is doomed to fail from
okay.
the start.
Now put
this
that
isn't
aside.
Born out of any. At least Argyle was like Matthew Vaughn made a
okay,
new thing
Dave.
Based on new IP and was like, this is the story I want to tell, and
okay.
he's failed spectacularly
tell
in my
us
opinion.
Your specific
but this,
issues with this film.
This piece of.
I think
piece
the
of,
thing a thing you watched.
This piece of like just like. Like
this is art. Cinema
yeah.
is art.
This is
cinema is an art
this
form.
This is a spider. Spiders spin like beautiful silk out of there. This
Do
just
they?
Got this sputtered out of a spider's arse. That's what this is. This is just like what can we do? So this like this. Firstly, the story is all fine. I think you're right about that. I think
no,
all of this could have worked fine in someone else's hands, and I think.
What do you think about Dakota Johnson's
I
character?
I think the
Unusual,
cast
right?
are all bad in this, I'm afraid. I really hate to say it. I think nobody can be proud of anything they've done. Nobody can be proud of anything to do with Madame Web.
Disagree.
There is nothing to work with here. And I think they are, to be fair to them, they're also working with two hands behind their back because they have a script which they seem to have delivered flawlessly. I don't think there's any room for the, like the words that were on the page are just so it's just the thing that went viral, that line in the trailer
is not in the movie.
This isn't
right?
in the movie, but it's
I kept waiting for it.
But it is emblematic of the problem of this movie, where every line, almost every line of dialogue from the off of this movie is delivered to just explain some background
yeah.
or story
it's
to you.
It's particularly noticeable at the beginning when she's like, I'm not a family person. I don't like doing family things. I don't like kids, and I don't like going to baby showers. And you're like, alright.
Yeah.
I could. That's a definite show don't tell.
This is the type of thing where this isn't a spoiler, but in the opening scene, it's the mother and your man in the rainforest, and she's. This is the sort of dialogue where it's like, don't touch that. As you know, this is the most precious specimen, and I've been hunting 30 years for this.
Yeah,
and this is my life's
normal
work.
Normal thing to say to your
and,
Dave, I am not disagreeing with you on the script, by the
so,
way. I agree with you.
So it is just some of the worst dialogue like imaginable.
It's also you've seen so much worse
no,
movies than this.
No, it's really bad. Nobody ever speaks like a real person except Adam Scott and Dakota Johnson. I think that when they're on screen together, I'm like, okay, I actually kind of, they're working hard enough to build up, I believe that they have a rapport as paramedic co-workers.
I cannot wait to discuss these two on spoiler shows. Can we get to spoiler shows?
But
I'm itching to discuss him.
But there's things like, I mean, like Dakota Johnson is forced to just do some of the worst. Like she's always has to be talking. This movie also treats its audience like they are simpletons. Like, and I'll talk about this in
but
spoilers.
But she has no inner monologue.
She's
she
also
exactly.
I actually wrote down some of the stuff she was saying because it was driving me.
Well, no, she's sorry.
Bonkers.
She does have her inner monologue is expressed via her talking to her cat, who's called Cat, hilariously.
Yeah, or she talks. She talks all the time. She talks to a pigeon. She talks to. She talks to Scrooge on the TV at one point. Seeing the future is not all it's cracked up to be.
But can
Scrooge.
I say what I forgot to say? Like you've just reminded me, what I wanted to say that I really liked about the film, really liked, and thought was done really well. Her discovery of her powers and what they mean to the narrative and also to her experience, I found extremely fun.
I mean, it was okay. Everything,
I found it really fun.
The things that were good in this film were okay at best.
Like that's
and I
way
think,
more entertaining to me than I've always been bored personally by watching 700 iterations
just,
of
Kathy,
Spidey figuring out how to shoot webs
fine.
And go around skyscrapers of Manhattan. That is boring to me.
Fine, but
watching
Kathy,
figure out her powers intellectually, I found really interesting.
6 years ago, we got into the Spider-Verse, where that was all thrown to the side, and they were like, "Nah, yeah, we know you all know Spider-Man. We know you all know how origin stories are done. So this is how we're going to do it."
Yeah,
so that
course.
Movie, firstly,
but
just
Dave,
like,
that's like the 20th iteration of Spider-Man. Of course they had to do that. This is the first iteration of Man on Web.
Sorry, no, this is no. Stop making excuses for this movie. That they have. What I'm saying is, there is a template for how to do things right, how to do things better at every level of this movie. How to write snappy dialogue. How to have characters with believable relationships. Let's look at that movie. And this it can be directly compared to that movie because that's a Spider-Man movie with Spider-Man characters.
Yeah, but this
you
is
have
a
mentor.
Movie.
You have a mentor figure in Jake Johnson's Peter Parker, and him and Miles have a relationship where I'm like,
excuse me.
Wow, okay, and he goes on the exact same journey that
excuse
she does
me,
in
sir.
This.
And this film, Dakota Johnson is the lead character and also a mentor. That film, Spider-Man is the lead character, so therefore the mentor is not the lead character, so it's not comparable.
How are you? What?
Right, we need to
school
go
of defense attorney. Do you? What are you doing, Kathy?
Can we go to spoilers?
Don't you know? You can just say that this is bad.
I'm trolling you.
You don't have to do this.
It's because you annoy me so much when you overly go at a film that I then have to defend it, and that is my right. Now, can we go to spoilers, please?
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to talk about...
Don't see this movie. I cannot... Nobody should see this. Nobody... I cannot recommend... Who would you recommend this
okay.
to?
Okay. Anyone with a teenage kid who wants to go to the cinema with their teenager. That's who I recommend it to.
No, there's better things.
But right now in the cinema.
Our guy is 12.
I'm saying right now in the cinema.
I don't know.
You've got a 13-year-old
kid. Don't go
kid.
To the cinema.
You've got a
go outside.
Dave, stop
go
it.
Outside. Kick a football.
It's a third... Oh, says the person who never goes outside and kicks a football. Can I say?
No, because I'm too busy going to Madame Web by myself. This is the life we chose, Kathy.
No.
This is the life we chose.
Okay, if right now then, Dave, what's your advice to someone with a 13-year-old to 16-year-old kid right now? What should they go to see in the cinema?
Don't go to Madame Web.
No, watch a positive
My advice
answer.
Is don't go to
what's
the cinema.
What's the answer? Exactly.
Don't go to the cinema.
You don't have one.
Don't go to the cinema. Watch anything else. Stay at home. There is a variety of things available in
okay.
your home.
You have to choose between this and Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
Right, I choose this.
Every time Mean Girls.
I choose this over Mean Girls.
You are you what?
I'm
and you're coming out with some
you.
Incredible hot takes.
I'm not trolling you on that one. I would. I just enjoyed it more than I enjoyed Mean Girls.
Mean Girls is a competent film.
But Mean Girls I've seen before. I've never seen Madame Web before. Right.
And I wish we had never seen it.
Okay, we're going on. We have to go. How right, on to Spoiler Street. And before we get there, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back.
Right, we're back. So spoilers now for... Madame
okay.
Web.
Can I talk what you through my journey with her co-worker in this film?
Yeah, go.
I don't pay attention to characters' names.
He's Uncle Ben.
Well, this is what I'm getting to. Yeah. I don't pay attention to characters' names. Never noticed his name was Ben. It was even at the whole baby shower thing, I was like, whatever. And then only at the very end of the film when this sister-in-law went into labor and he was there with the sister-in-law, I was like, wait, I have never seen a film where the end of a labor story is the uncle being by the wife's side. Like, what's happening? Are they going to get together? And then someone said
get
the name
together.
Ben, and I finally was like, oh, the baby is Spider-Man and he's the uncle. It took me the whole movie to realize it because it was so dumb.
I will say it was dumb and pointless. I will say I admire, I have a modicum of admiration for the movie for applying the tiniest bit of restraint that I didn't think they would in not actually saying the baby's name ever.
Yeah.
I swore they were going to do it at that naming thing. And there's like, no, it's actually Peter. Or I thought it was going to happen then and Ben would name him, but they managed to not do that because that's the only time they didn't treat the audience like here's a bucket of slop in your face.
I never figured it out until right at the end when I was like, why is this man in the labor room with his sister-in-law?
Yeah.
And then I finally
did you,
put
did
it
you
together.
I only recognized her from the crowd. I was like, who is she? It's
Emma
Roberts.
Roberts. Yeah, I recognize
Emma
her.
Emma Roberts is such a good actor and
I
is
know.
So above all of this
but
bullshit.
But Dave, you say that, but like no one's above a paycheck.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, I'm glad she's
and
getting
also,
work.
I'm sure.
I'd like to see her in something good.
If somebody said to you, have you ever heard of the Spum universe? Because it's really going to happen. It's going to be a huge deal. And you are probably what she did was sign a prospective contract for the next movie where she'd play Peter Parker's mother before sure. she dies. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a potentially...
You could be Spider-Man's
no,
mom.
No, I'm explaining that's probably why someone really famous was cast in that role, because I'm sure there was a potential for future movies.
Sure, no shade, no shade. Just do your research. a lot of people speculating that Dakota Johnson and Sydney Sweeney thought they were going into the MCU.
So. I thought, until you told me in the intro that this was Sony, I thought I was going to an MCU
they,
movie.
Because apparently they posted Instagram posts saying, so delighted to join the Marvel Universe.
You're joking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, they didn't. They'd have known that.
I'm hearing this secondhand.
Cannot
Sydney confirm.
Sydney Sweeney, who's like such a standout of White Lotus season one.
What is she doing in this?
No, again, stop saying what are they doing in it, because loads of reasons why I actually go into it. Is she? Does she shine in this? No.
No.
Did you
ever believe her as a geeky teenager?
No, because they had also didn't believe her because they had her dressed up as a sexy schoolgirl. So
yeah,
I don't think
what was that about?
I don't think the costume designers were in line with the characters.
No, agreed. One quick side note. No, the costume designers were completely in line with the characters, because the girl that liked math had a t-shirt that said, I like doing math.
Yeah, she
or
did.
Something like that. So, I mean, that is just, that's really subtle.
That is. And throughout the whole film, I was like realising that the film was set in the 90s or the noughties. Sorry, realising the film was set in the noughties a couple of times, and I kept thinking,
how about when it said 2003 on screen in large letters?
Oh, I missed that.
Numbers.
I totally missed that. When I realised it was set in the noughties, I was so confused. I was like, why is this film set in the noughties? It's so pointless. And now I realise, of course, it's because if they wanted it to line up with Spider-Man being born.
We have to, like, the big end of this is like, oh my god, finally, like, this universe of Spider-Women has been assembled, and now we can enjoy many future films.
But this is the bit got rushed, because what I have to say, and I'm actually not trolling you here, and I'm not joking, I liked the development, because we spent more time with the teenagers in this film than we, like, as I was saying, I feel like we spend in any, really, including like the teen Marvel in the movie Marvels, albeit I know she's a TV series that I haven't watched.
But she has 10 times the charm of any
I'm
of
not
these people.
I'm not suggesting she's more or less charming.
Go on.
I'm talking about time spent with characters.
Sure.
Like, between, like, a solid 50% of this movie is actually the three girls with Dakota Johnson. That's a lot per one of these movies for, like, what are kind of side characters.
Yeah.
And I found the amount of time they spent together is what eventually made me believe in them as characters and as people with relationships, and it's purely down to time. And I think other films could do with learning that, like, sometimes they bring characters in and out so quickly, and I'm referencing Ant-Man's daughter again. Like, we've never been able to connect with her as anything other than Ant-Man's daughter. She's not a person. She's just, like, a cipher for, like... Do you know what I mean? It doesn't work.
Now, here's the difference, Kathy. I'm going to say now, I agree with you that Ant-Man and the Quantumania and Ant-Man's daughter is all terrible and unwritten. Yep. What I'm not going to do is try and defend that movie against your opinion. I'm just going to say, yeah, I agree with you. What I don't agree with you, and I respect your decision, I'm glad you appreciated the relationship and it worked for you, and I'm just shocked that you got there, is that
where I
these three teenage girls are, they're nothing. They are nothing characters. Dakota Johnson's character is barely a character, but she has a little bit more of something about her. Those three are like, they are written clearly by seven people who don't remember being teenagers, or just have a tin ear for, like, what teenagers talk like or did talk like in 2003. And they were like, I don't know, what do teenagers do? Oh, I guess they flirt with the jocks and jump up on tables and diners and dance. That's probably
That's
interesting.
What all teenagers
here's,
do.
Here's, and here's, like, here's the defining characteristics of each of them.
Yeah.
You have
one likes math.
One with glasses, nerd. One likes math, but is kind of cool, and has a t-shirt that said, I eat math for breakfast. The other one is the bad girl, has a skateboard. There is, these are their defining characteristics.
They are three iconic characters.
And there is nothing else to cling to, and nor do any of them get anything interesting to do. Their big moment is that they come together as a group and apply CPR at the end.
Which I liked. I actually liked that CPR plot.
Fine.
Now, can we talk about two things we have to talk about? She's the world's worst paramedic. Dave's brother-in-law, John, is a paramedic, and I wish he was here with us.
Yes, we need
to break it down.
We need to get his opinion.
At one point, it's when she starts understanding that she's actually seeing the future, and it's done really cleverly when she kind of envisions her teammate, like, getting run over, and then he does, which is obviously sad, but I loved how they did it. And then, basically, I just don't think, and I'd love any paramedics to let us know, or John let us know. So when someone's been in a car crash and they're really ill, do you open the door and just pull them out of the car and throw them to the ground and start frantically doing CPR? The only thing this paramedic knows how to do is CPR. She doesn't like stop bleeding. She doesn't do anything. She's just like the CPR queen. So the amount of CPR in this film is wild. I have never seen anything like it. She's an awful paramedic, right? I'm sorry, I'm just saying it. Her and Ben are doing like witty banter back and forth while they're treating patients in an ambulance. And then at one point Ben had a plot that completely went nowhere, because I guess I don't know why this happened. I guess it's because he's going to marry Marissa Tomei and they couldn't show us her. He was like, I've met someone, and she goes, what's she like? And then he just stays completely silent. And then for the rest of the film, because I hadn't copped he was Uncle Ben yet, I thought there was going to be a twist where it was, you know, Shoshana from Girls, who was like the computer nerd.
Oh yeah, another person who's so embarrassed to be there.
But I was like, oh, when are they going to reveal that that's his girlfriend and there's a twist? And then that never happened, and I was like, where's Ben's
so
girlfriend?
So sorry to let you down.
Anyway, it's because his girlfriend's Marissa Tomei. And then the other thing we have to talk about is, so we both admittedly know nothing about Madame Web, right? So she's not like an iconic character. Out of nowhere, in the final scenes of this film.
Oh my God, this is the
worst. Apparently she goes blind.
So
which
I guess
they completely miss.
I mean, I looked it up. I guess the character is blind and in a wheelchair.
But I think
it's
they
the
miss.
Professor X of Spider-Man.
I think they deleted by accident 10 minutes out of the end of the
why
film.
Why is she blind?
Why is she blind?
Why is she blind? What made her blind? Fireworks, maybe?
And I said I started to believe the relationship between her and the girls, but what I categorically did not believe when she said, they said, do you have everything you need? And she's got the tree.
So terrible.
She goes, I have everything I need. Like,
and she's covered in bandages. These tree changers who you met yesterday. And you're like, and then, no, but as if that, I thought, that is the
that
worst.
So
that's
funny.
The worst scene in this movie. I'm amazed. And I laughed as well. And then I was like, but no, the worst scene was yet to come when they're in the apartment. And
oh
she's in this,
God.
She's in this, like, wheelchair, which looks like it's been remote controlled by somebody else. What is going on? And she's wearing these glasses, which are a choice. And I'm like, what are those glasses?
Yeah,
what are you doing? And she talks like she's some sort of mystic all of a sudden. And she's like, I see the women that you are about to be. And then we get these three like awful little teasers for what these characters will be in the future in costumes that are worse than cosplay. Like, there are professional cosplayers who can outperform the costume department in this movie.
I have no problems with the costumes, but like, you cannot wrap up your film with being like, by the way, we filmed all this other footage. We didn't know what to do with it, so here's a glimpse of it. Goodbye.
So, no. That's their statement for this is the universe. This is the next 10 years. Like, it's a bold ambition again for a company.
But they didn't need to do it because we had already seen it all in your man's vision.
But now you got to bring it all together. You have to have the hero shot. The hero shot of the four of them standing in front of a web in a future that is never going to exist.
Yeah, I know, it's never
because this
happen.
Movie was never going to happen. That's what I mean. It's also tragic that they got these talented actors and made them read all this garbage
it's
for 2 hours and then now stand in front of this scene for your hero shot, guys.
You
and they're like, are we going to win our
Dave,
trilogy
calm
coming?
Down. And you misunderstand tragedy. These people are paid so much money to do this.
Oh, sure.
Like, whatever. But I think
they were well compensated, but that doesn't Dakota Johnson is mortified.
The last
on that
10 minutes
press tour.
Of this. Yeah, but you're talking about a woman who was in 50 Shades of Grey. Like, the last 10 minutes of this film are mind blowingly, shockingly bad. Like, incoherently bad. Aside from the scene where they all did CPR on her, which I have to admit, and don't flag me, like, one tear did fall down my face.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I don't know. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is everything okay? Will I switch off the recorder? And do we need to have a chat?
We need to get off.
No. We have to talk about Shoshana doing her computer stuff.
Okay.
So the way the computer... How stupid this script is. Not the dialogue is awful, but the stupidity of the script and how contrivances happen. So firstly, we are presented with Ezekiel Sims, the villain who, for some reason, has received the dub from Hercules in New York.
Oh my God.
And
at no point was that man actually
none of the original audio has been used.
It's
and
so
and
weird.
I feel just feel so bad for him.
It was, like
it was just
when
dreadful.
When we
dreadful
recently
stuff.
Watched 300, because we thought we were going to record an episode on it for our 300th and then realized that was ludicrous. The baddie on 300 is dubbed the whole time and it's really distracting, and this is exactly like that.
It was so terrible. And then so he first of all has one of the best scenes and lines of dialogue where he lures the CIA person into bed with him, and then he wakes up and has the dream and then tells to her, and then tells her everything. No, he knows about to kill her. But again, just like the movie just needs to get this off its chest to the audience. And
sorry,
he's like,
she's like,
have you
CIA.
Ever had a dream where you've seen yourself die? Well, I've had it every night. And I've seen the faces
also,
of those
she's
women.
She's like a NASA person or a national security agent, right? He's expositioning for like a full 4 minutes before she senses danger.
I know, yeah.
She's like, wow, that's really interesting.
That's so interesting.
Oh my
Tell
god.
Me about your dream.
You want to kill people? Like, you want to, what? You want to minority report people who you think might kill you in the future, so you're just going to kill them now? Cool, that's really sexy. And then when he starts going, I need facial recognition software, which only the National Security Agency has. Like, she's a secret agent. Do you know what she has next to the bed? Like, her key fob that says National Security Agency. she just has it on a bedstand in a stranger's office, or stranger's apartment. No agent should ever be flaunting their security passes like that.
Just with a man who sits next to you at the opera. And then she goes, and then the best is when he goes to her, then he goes, he says, he delivers a line of dialogue, like, which was recorded 8 months after the film was shot. Something with his back to the camera, always. And sometimes you can see their mouths aren't even synced with what the, like, no. there were times
I
where, like,
point,
you haven't even synced it.
Do you know what? The test audience had seen it, and the studio was like, lads, we're done, we can't spend any more money
goes,
here.
So he says to her just before she dies, he says something like, just thank yourself, just thank your lucky stars that you did not have to know that today is the day that you would die.
Meanwhile, it's interesting, he doesn't seem to have the gift of sight that Dakota Johnson has. He only has the same dream.
No,
over
the Amazon, sorry, the South American witch doctor,
oh
Spider-Man,
tells her
that that everyone receives different powers for
like,
some reason.
We can't get
and
into this.
How about the time when Ezekiel meets Dakota Johnson's character in a vision and then tells her everything?
Yeah,
he's
I'm
like,
so confused
oh, by the way,
that.
Those girls are going to have powers in the future. Why did you tell her that?
What I just
Why
did
say
you
tell her anything?
If you ever find your mother's old notebooks from when she was murdered in Peru, this is all you have to do, right? You book a plane to Peru. You get on a bus, and then instead of using a map or anything, you just wander around with your mom's notebook looking at the photos inside it.
That was so funny.
And then you pull the photo
and then,
up and go, I found the tree
I found it.
I was looking
but like,
for.
How did she wanders? There's a scene where she wanders. Like, Dakota Johnson did really bad in that scene. She's like supposed to be, as you said, navigating through the rainforest. First of all, just has a map. What's on the map? What are the landmarks? You're just trees everywhere.
The landmark
she
is
walks
tree.
Into frame. She walks into frame, looks left, looked right, looked down, and it was just like, and then looked at the map. I'm like, what are you looking at? There is nothing. And then she just, matches a photo, which has just got trees and a river in it.
Oh, I just remembered the other bit where I cried. It was the bit where her...
You cried more than once?
I cried twice. When she, like, met her mother and they hugged. I thought that was lovely.
Oh, that was actually,
yeah,
that kind of did kind of work, except for all the bits before that, where again, they treat the audience so stupidly, because we see the scene where she's saying, the doctor tells her, your child has a muscular degenerative disorder. And she says, I'm going to do everything I can to cure it. And then at that point, I was like, okay, I get it. But what Dakota Johnson's character says, to nobody, because she's there by herself
no,
in a mystical...
No, but she exists in two places.
But I don't have a muscular dystrophy problem.
But she exists in two places. She's also talking to the Amazonian Spider-Man.
But so how did she not... Like, this is the level of the dialogue. No, she doesn't. He can't hear it.
Anyway,
and then she goes, that's why you went there for me?
We have to stop talking about this film.
No, sorry. The other thing that's driving me nuts, I have to get this off my chest. The way the media works in this movie is so insanely quick. She allegedly kidnaps these three girls on a subway station.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go upstairs and get into a taxi.
Yeah.
They turn on the radio and the news is reporting that a woman has kidnapped three teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, like...
there are different rules.
That would have barely been communicated to the base headquarters, let alone been communicated to a journalist who would then write up a script for a radio presenter.
Well,
to put
you're talking Grand Central Station, a major incident, and three underage people being removed.
Thanks for defending the movie again. Then they drive out to the wilderness in a forest and park up. Dakota Johnson says, I'll be back in 3 hours. So mm-hmm. So how much has passed?
Maybe two hours.
She comes back 3 hours later. But before that, the girls go off. So before 3 hours have elapsed, they go into a diner and they are observed by a man who is reading the front page of a newspaper.
Evening newspaper.
Which says three girls have been kidnapped. So within less than three hours, of that incident occurring, that has made front page news.
A local evening newspaper might have that.
What are you talking about? Kathy, right, we've both worked in the media. The tyrant would be it take to design that.
A local media outlet. Right, we need to get off. I'm sick of talking about this film. I don't ever want to talk about it again. Let us know.
You love talking about it. You love this film.
Our listeners, let us know if you've seen it, what you think of it. Dave, thank you for that. I think we've had three fairly unsuccessful weekends at the cinema now.
I can't believe I said I wasn't going to rant about
this. Mean Girls, Argyle and Madame Web. We've quite a web for us. I look forward to one day getting to see American Fiction.
We sailed past our house about 20 minutes ago because we just had to keep talking about this.
We're getting off. Come over, please, and follow us on Instagram. We actually went on TikTok as well, very briefly. So follow us there if you're there. And most importantly, if you could leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen, Spotify or Apple Podcasts, that's hugely appreciated.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
You're showing off.
Maybe a little.